Good evening. Welcome to SheerInGerman.com. I want to thank all of our incredible people who have made this experience possible, namely Jake Weinman for his incredible efforts and passion in showing that we all come together to learn Hashem's Holy Torah. I want to thank Mitch Green for his incredible technical assistance in coordinating with all of the Mahidim and with Jake and with myself, and the sponsorship, posting everything online in such an orderly way with commitment and responsibility. We want to thank the people who have sponsored this year. We always thank Louis Zon Zechel Uli Ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. We thank our sponsor. Likewise, we're going to learn tonight for Rafua Shalema, for Hadassah, Sarah Hinda, Asfreda, Zelda, Rachel. May she have a Rafua Shalema Bakaris. Tonight, we stand in right against the backdrop of Parashas Emor. Parashas Emor is a beautiful parasha. Many of the laws of the Kehanim and other related halachas that deal with the Korbanos. In addition to, you know, the popular concepts of Emor El HaKohanim B'nei Aaron and some special laws of the Kehanim, a major chunk of the parasha is dedicated to the Mo'adim. We have in this parasha, Parashas Emor and Yom Tov and Pesach and Sukkot, because in this parasha, which to a very large degree deals with Korbanos, the Torah, starting with the fourth Aliyah, it goes through all of the Mo'adim. Starts off, Da'aber el b'nei Yisrael v'marat aliyah, Mo'adei Hashem, Asher tikru ayson dikoy kodesh elohim mo'adai. We have Shabbos, and then we say, Ele Mo'adei Hashem dikoy kodesh, then we go into Pesach, b'chodesh harishon. And then we mention, and in very great detail, in fact, the Sefirat Ha'omer. And it's very timely. Right now we are really in the center. We're right in between. We're right in the middle. Tonight was 26 days in the Omer. We're really smack in the center. And it's not a coincidence that Parshas Emor, which is where the Torah presents the thrust of the laws of the Omer, is this week. It's very timely. It's Bashkacha Pratis. While we are actually counting the Omer, when we're in the middle of the Omer, we read the parasha that tells us all of the detailed laws of the Omer. That's mentioned in this week's parasha, right after the Yom Tov of Pesach. And then we go to Shavuos. After we count the Omer, count the Shavuos, which is the culmination of the Omer. Pesukim can make it very clear the purpose of the Omer. The Omer is the count between a special carbon that is offered on Pesach and a carbon that is offered on Shavuos and Pesach. On the second day, we bring a carbon called the Omer. The Omer permits us to eat the new crop of the current year. Until the second day of Pesach, until the Omer is offered, it is forbidden to eat from the produce, grain produce of the earth in Eretz Yisrael, mainly in Eretz Yisrael, according to many opinions, until we bring this carbon, the Omer, on the second day of Pesach. And then we count 50 days until the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when we bring the second part of this process, and that is the bringing of the Shtei HaLechem. It's important to note that the carbon we bring on Pesach is barley. It is a meal offering that is produced through barley, and it's matzah. There is no chametz on Pesach, but the carbon we bring on Shavuos is called the Shtei HaLechem. It comes from wheat, and it's chametz. It's chametz. At the beginning of Pesach, it's interesting that Pesach is the holiday when we are forbidden to have anything to do with chametz, yet we begin a count. When will we be able to bring the Shtei HaLechem, which
is produced from wheat and will be chometz. We count 50 days in Kol Shavuos. And afterwards we begin to count. After that we mention the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Then we mention Yom Kippur. And then we mention Sukkot. And then if you want to, you know, go in the ways of homiletics, we mention the laws of the kindling of the menorah, which certainly alludes to Hanukkah. And then others go further. The next parsha, it mentions the laws of the Shulchan, the Lechem Aponim. And some want to suggest that the Lechem Aponim is an allusion to the Yom Tov of Purim. So it comes out that when we go through the entire, the latter part of the parsha, a major chunk of the parsha is going through all of the Moadim. We start with Shabbos, we go to Pesach, we then make our way to Shavuos, we come to Rosh Hashanah, we come to Yom Kippur, we come to Sukkot, and there's an allusion to the rabbinic holidays that would be established many years from the time when the Torah was given. The laws of the kindling of the menorah and the detailed laws of how we prepare the Lechem Aponim, which alludes to Hanukkah and then to Purim. We have a question we have to ask, and that is that this coming Friday in Yirtzeh Hashem is another holiday. In fact, it's a very, very special biblical holiday, and that is the holiday of Pesach Sheni. Now, what is Pesach Sheni? So certainly many are familiar that in Bamidbar, Perek Tes, there is a story that the Torah tells us that there were a group of people who were busy carrying the Oroin of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, he asked his descendants that when he asked Klal Yisrael that when they leave Egypt, they should not forget to take his coffin, his body, out of Egypt and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. And these individuals who were busy carrying the Aron of Yosef were obviously in his proximity, and they became Tamei, and they were unable to offer the Korban Pesach. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoyimru Ho'anashim is in Parashas Bahaloscha, Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, Vayoyimru Ho'anashim Ho'heim Ha'elav, they said to Moshe, Anachnu Tzmein B'Nefesh Adam, Lama Nigora, why should we be denied the opportunity, the ability to bring a Korban Pesach? Levilti Hakriv is Korban Hashem B'Moado Nitzetayim, Besoch b'nei Yisrael. Vayoyimra aleihem Moshe. Moshe said to them, Indu v'yeshmo, stand and listen. Ma yitzave Hashem lechem. Let's see what we can do. Let me ask Hashem. Let me consult with Hashem. And let's see, maybe indeed there is a possibility that you will be able to bring the Korban Pesach, even though you are Tamei. And indeed, Hashem said to Moshe, Da'abril b'nei Yisrael leimar ishish ki yet Tamei. La nefesh ovederech choyko lachem oylid oron seichem viyasa pesach la Hashem. Indeed, at this moment in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu that there would be a second chance for those people who were tameim or were distant from the Beis Hamikdash on the 14th day of Nisan, the holiday of Pesach, and they can bring the Korban Pesach 1 month later. Of course, they should go through the purification process of the Paraduma and go to the mikvah and prepare Korban Pesach, and there are very specific set of laws of what exactly must be done, how the Korban Pesach is to be eaten. It's very similar to the way things are done on Pesach, but there are definitely some significant differences. And this way they will fulfill the mitzvah. They'll have the experience of bringing the Korban Pesach. It'll be a month late, but better than nothing. Not to bring the Korban Pesach is a very severe Avera. Under ordinary circumstances, there's a penalty of kares. Here, they'll have a second chance to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. And this is a significant holiday. It's not an ideal holiday. It's a holiday for those that were contaminated and those who were distant from the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, It is a holiday. Hashem has given them an opportunity to restore, to achieve what they were unable to do in the right time. It's a significant holiday in that respect. So here's the question I pose to you. I pose to myself, pose to everyone. If in this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, the Torah goes out of its way to list, enumerate all of the holidays of the year, even to the degree to hint to the holiday of Hanukkah and the holiday of Purim. We go through everything, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and then the menorah, which clearly is a hint, a remez to Hanukkah. And the Shulchan represents Malchus, the Keser Malchus, the Zer, that when around the Shulchan, Chazal tell us, it is Merames and the Keser Malchus, and we know the Megillah is all about the Hamelech, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an allusion to the Malchus of Hashem. Even that is in this week's Parsha. How could it then be that this holiday, that is a biblical holiday, although it may not be a holiday for the entire Klal Yisrael, it's only a holiday for the individuals who were unable to participate in Pesach Rishon, why is this holiday not mentioned at all anywhere in Parshas Emor? If every single holiday is here, Shabbos and all the Moadim, Hanukkah and Purim is alluded to, what about Pesach Sheni? How could it be omitted in the list, in the enumeration, in the sequence of the Moadim without even a remez? Especially when here we are at this time of the year, the Hashkocha Pratis that we learn about the Omer. At this time of the year, we come to Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Sheni is going to fall out on Friday against the backdrop of Parshas Emor. This is the one holiday that's timely. It's not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur today. It's not Pesach Shavuos, Sukkot today. It's not Chanukah, Purim. And they're mentioned. And yet Pesach Sheni, the calendar date of Pesach Sheni is this Friday, the 14th day of Iyar. And it's not mentioned. It's not mentioned at all against the backdrop of a parsha where we mention all of the Moadim. Halo Dover, is this not a very interesting observation? Is this not strange, bizarre? So I want to suggest the following answer. That the truth is, Pesach Sheni is mentioned in this week's parsha in a very significant way. Because there's something that's mentioned in this parsha that really shouldn't be mentioned, that doesn't belong here. I mean, you can argue that's not correct what I said, but we mention here at great length the counting of the Omer. You know, every holiday has special korbanos, but we typically don't look at the holiday as, we don't focus all that much on the korbanos as the ikar, as the primary character of the holiday. Pesach, you know, every holiday has a unique set of korbanos. And one of the things that we do on Pesach is we bring the Omer. Okay, we bring the Omer. But yet in Parshas Emor, when we come to Pesach, the Torah discusses the Omer at great length, discusses the bringing of the korban, and discusses the fact that we're now going to count until the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and then we're going to bring the Shtei HaLechem, which will be the Hashlama to the counting of the Omer. Let me read some Sukkim to emphasize this point. We come here to Pesach, Eile Moadei Hashem. We mention Yom Tov of Pesach, and then it says, V'ikravtem Dabril v'nei Yisrov Yimartel v'nei Kisvola v'tasharni nosem l'chem u'kitzartem es kitzira In fact, in this pasuk, in the parasha, it's not even mentioned as being part of Pesach. There's a parasha Pesucha. There's a big pay, which means that there's a new line. We learn about Pesach, and then we conclude the Yom Tov of Pesach. For 7 days, you may not do any labor. They crafted Isha Lashem Shivas Yamim by Yom Ashvi Mikra Kodesh. Komaleches Avodah Lo Yisasu. We're already finished Pesach. Pesach is over. And then a new line, a new parsha, Davil B'nei Yisrael. Oh, remember, there's a carbon omer that you must bring on the second day of Pesach. V'heinivis Omer L'Fnei Hashem, L'Tzoynchem, V'chulu V'chulu. Vasisem, there's a carbon which accompanies it, the lechem, the choli, the charmel, and then there's a parsha stuma. 9 blank letters appear at the end of the bringing of the omer, to where it begins to tell us, don't forget, usefartem lochem mimocharas hashabos miyoyim haviachem es omer hatenufa sheva shabosos tenivos fiena. Count. And then when it comes to the very end, you're going to bring the shtei halechem. You're going to bring the kraftem al halechem imoshvasechem. It mentions over here, taviu lechem tenufa shtayim shnei esrayim. Stylus tiena chametz yafena v'kum lashem. And it goes through enormous detail about bringing this carbon. And then it says, and by the way, on this day, don't do melacha. It's also going to be the holiday of Shavuos. What's going on over here? It doesn't seem to really fit the way the Torah actually presents it. In addition to the fact that the bringing of the Yom Shtei Lechem is not necessarily to the average person the primary focus of the holiday, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, even though it doesn't say in the Torah, Matan Torah. Okay, but there is an enormous amount of emphasis on the Omer, which appears to be not fully in line with the theme of what we're reading. We're going through the festivals. The counting of the Omer is not a festival. The counting of the Omer is a service, is a mitzvah that we happen to do on the second day of Pesach, which concludes on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It is not a holiday. It is a mitzvah. And everything else that surrounds the Omer is a discussion of the festival of this time of the year. How do we understand this? So I'd like to suggest, the answer is the Omer, to a very significant degree, really is a remez, a hint, or it captures to a very large degree the essence of Pesach Sheni. We started with the question. The irony is astonishing. Every holiday is mentioned, even in allusion to the rabbinic holidays. But here we are on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Parashas Semar. We're going to celebrate a holiday of Pesach Sheni, and it's not even mentioned with all the other holidays. And the answer is, it is mentioned. The counting of the Omer, in essence, is Pesach Sheni. Now, of course, technically speaking, Pesach Sheni is if you did not bring the carbon Pesach, you bring the carbon Pesach 1 month later. But let's understand how Pesach Sheni came about. There were a group of people who were unable to bring the carbon Pesach, and they could have just said, okay, what could we do? What could we do? It's not our fault. We had a mission to carry the body of Yosef HaTzadik. We're exempt. We're free from this obligation. No, that's not how they reacted. Lomo nigara. There was passion. Why should we lose out? Just because we are contaminated, we are distant. Why? There was a yearning to connect, to be part of Klal Yisrael, to commemorate something magnificent that happened. When we count the Omer, when you count for anything, you count down the days, you count towards a goal, the essence of counting every single day to reach a goal is a yearning. Lomo nigora. Hashem took us out of Egypt for what purpose? To give us the Torah. When Hashem said to Moshe, when I take you out of Egypt, I'm not just taking you out to escape. There's a purpose. There's a purpose in leaving Egypt. It's to go higher, to connect to Hashem, to go to Har Sinai, and to receive the Torah, and to live a life of holiness. There's a purpose. There's a goal. Is this not the essence of Pesach Sheni? People who are in a situation where they're living a life of where they've been denied the ability to participate, to be like everyone else, and to fulfill their obligation, and they said the words "Lomo nigora." Why should we be lacking? Why should there be a diminishment in our existence? It bothers us. It bothers us to just stagnate and to float and not go higher and achieve a higher purpose. Lomo nigora. When we count Sefira, in essence, we're saying to Hashem, we're reenacting Yitzias Mitzrayim, counting towards a goal. Why should we just live on this earth as mundane human beings with no purpose and no fulfillment and no goals? Lomo nigora. Let us connect to a higher purpose. Why should we be denied the spirituality, the holiness that Hashem has in this world? And this is what the parasha is all about. This is what the parasha is all about. So in essence, what we're doing over here is we're trying to explain that indeed we do have here in this week's parasha a very strong allusion to Pesach Sheni. And that is the essence of Sfira Soimer. Now we all merit that we come to this day and absorb the holiness of its message and use it as a springboard to appreciate the depth of Sfira Soimer and grow higher and higher in our quest and count to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and receive all the blessings and kedusha that come with this experience. May you all have a wonderful week. Thank you for coming and listening. And much success and bracha to one and all. Good night.